This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yo, Mark, it's Ed, your favorite buyer. That dadgum seller's got to be kidding me. He takes 20,000 off $1 million price when he's at least $250,000 over what's sold lately. What in the heck is he thinking? Let's lower my offer by the same and see how that grabs his goober. He must have thought I was green behind the ears, or maybe he just believes in fairy tales.
That was recorded a while back when the market was quite depressed, maybe 2011 range. And every time I hear it, I keep thinking I have to pull up that property that ended up selling just about what he offered. And they I guess the seller, finally just had to accept what it was worth. And that was a real buyer who actually had this Texas drawl. Drawl, is that the right word? And but it was a just interesting story on that property. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with Talent on Loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, Meredith Moore, you've never heard of, but she is the events manager at the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History. We're going to talk about the upcoming event, the best fundraiser on the planet, and the museum and how you can join and save some money. That's coming up in the second segment. The fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. First, I have fond memories of my father back in the 1960s, proudly walking in a parade on the main street in my town, Mount Vernon, New York. Was it Memorial Day? Was it Veterans Day? I don't remember, but he put on his hat from World War II. He was stationed in England as a pharmacist. He was very proud to wave the flag and march, and that was in the 60s when waving the flag didn't raise eyebrows. Like, what are you, some whack job? So good memories. Memorial Day, officially established back in 1868, as Decoration Day, because groups of women went out to decorate the soldiers, the cemetery plots of soldiers that had died. And at first it was just for one side. It was a Civil War. And then they ended up doing both sides, both Union and Confederate graves. And then it went on. There was supposedly some groups back in 1866, different parts of the country claimed to be the real birthplace of Decoration Day. And in 1966, Congress and President Johnson declared Waterloo, New York, as the birthplace of Memorial Day. So they got the winning bid. But it's, I will say I got an email from Osh, Orchard Supply Hardware Store, this morning, and it just said they're going to be donating some money. They didn't say anything about a Memorial Day sale. And, I've been to two funerals recently, Gene Graffy and Josie Gower from the debris slide, and they were both at the Old Mission. And, I didn't notice any banners on the wall where you could save 25% on a washing machine. It was a funeral. It was a memorial. And it's just, if I'm elected dictator of the United States, that's the first thing I will decree, that no more Memorial Day sales, okay? Supposedly, at 3 p.m., no matter what time zone you're in, 3 p.m. on Memorial Day is supposed to observe a moment of silence. Might be tough to do on the radio, but anyway, that's Memorial Day. So let's get into some year-to-date sales. And I have been tracking Montecito separately because of the debris flow and the dramatic turn of events, the first part of 2018 in Montecito. But for some reason, I forgot to do it this week, so we'll just look at the overall. But I will say I noticed five pending sales, 5 opened escrows this last week were in Montecito, and a few of the sales were in Montecito as well. And the high for the week at $8,875,000 is on Hot Springs Road, as a sold, I should say, and a high in the opened escrows, I mean the high in new listings, Glen Oaks Drive. So it's good to see that activity in Montecito. But just overall, year-to-date, for the first 21 weeks of the year, single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, for the week ending May 25th, 2018, first 21 weeks of the year, we had 380 sales from Carpinteria to Goleta. 380. Last year at this time, 409. 409. So that's 7.1% fewer sales. The year before that was 407. The year before that, 427 in 2015. So 380 year to date, 7.1% fewer sales than last year, year to date. And we're, but heck, last week, 30 opened escrows and 30 sold listings. So let's try to catch up to last year, shall we? Go buy a house. The median price, and by the way, that's averaging 18.1 sales per week. And the past few years, you know, it was 19.47, 19.4, 20.3. So at 18.1, you know, we're down year-to-date sales. However, the median sales price, almost a million three, compared to last year and the last 2 years, 1,250,000 year-to-date for 2017 and 2016. Year before that, 1,175,000. So we're up 3.6% on the median sales price year-to-date. I'm sure it's not 36%, but that's what I wrote. Forgot to put in the decimal point. Overall, 2017, the median price ended at $1,285,000. So here we are year-to-date at just under $1,003,000. Last year, year-to-date, $1,250,000, but ended up at $1,285,000. So those are the stats for the year-to-date sales for the week ending May 25th, 2018. Also, the weekly MLS update in the fourth segment, I always look at what's in escrow below $1 million, but periodically take a look at what's in escrow over $1 million. Now, overall, what's in escrow? 117 listings are in escrow right now. 117. And that's not a lot, despite 30 opened escrows last week. Last year at this time, we had 150 listings in escrow. And if you go back before that and before that, it was in the 140s, 174, 246 listings in escrow in 2012. Wow. So 117 is a low number. So I want to see that increase so we can catch up to the number of sales last year. In escrow over $1 million, 87 listings in escrow over $1 million. Last year, 107. Year before that, 89, 90, 74 back in 2014, 81, 82. Go back to 2011, only 67 listings in escrow over $1 million on this 21st week of the year. So 87, you know, the median price year to date is higher than last year. Yet last year that we had significantly more listings in escrow over $1 million. But last year we had significantly more listings in escrow overall, 29 total. And yet look at it, 87 to 107, is that 30? 97? Okay. No, it's 20. 97, 107, it's 20. So of the 29 fewer listings in escrow, 20 are over $1 million and 9 under $1 million. There you go. Bob's your uncle. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back and meet the events manager, and we're going to talk about events, and we're going to talk about Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History, as compared to what? Unnatural history? Why do they have to say natural history? Let's see if she can tell us, and we'll find out what Albert Einstein had to say about the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History.